Good morning, this is Amelia and Izzy with your 10 AM Zlines. In local news, for the first time, an Australian-made orbital rocket is set to be launched from Bowen earlier next month. The Ares rocket is the result of a 3-year project by an Australian startup, Gilmour Space, with only 200 employees and $100 million spent. It is hoped that the unmanned rocket will be able to enter a low orbit after traveling over the Coral Sea. And the success of Gilmour Space rocket could potentially lead to building a rocket that could carry people entering space from Australia.
Researchers are employing conservation dogs in an effort to conserve Queensland's threatened reptile species. A University of Queensland research project is using conservation dogs to identify threats to the Codamine earless dragon, the Roma earless dragon, the grey snake and the five-clawed worm skink. It is hoped a better understanding of the reptiles will contribute to threatened reptile recovery plans.
In national news, child protection caseworker shortages are causing crisis in the New South Wales Department of Communities and Justice, according to members of Public Service Association. The Public Service Association Union has launched a month of industrial action, citing members' concern that understaffing and burnout are impeding their ability to provide adequate support for children in need. Caseworker Nin Bennett's claim, right now we have such a high caseload that it is simply impossible to do meaningful work every single day.
Documents indicate the leader of the opposition, the office of the leader of opposition, Peter Dutton, claimed nearly $6,000 in public expenses for staff to travel with him to a Gina Rinehart party in Perth. Minister Dutton reportedly flew from Melbourne to Perth for the party last March. Files released by the Independent Parliamentary Authority allegedly demonstrate Dutton's office claimed expenses for the flights on and after the day of the party. All were classified as having been claimed by personal staff rather than Dutton himself. When asked to comment, a spokesperson from the office claimed Dutton was acting within travel rules, having travelled with one staff member and a security detail.
In international news, Russian drones and missiles have reportedly launched an attack on Kyiv's largest power plant, owned by Centrigo. The Russian Defense Ministry cited Ukrainian drones attack on energy facilities as justification. Kyiv continues to appeal for Western assistance, with its air defenses running low after Russia's intense attack.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a slight wind throughout the day. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.